Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
And welcome to Power Your Life, and welcome to this very auspicious day, 12-12-12. And we're all still here, right? Are you here, Katana? Are you here, Vicky?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
oh, gosh,
so
I am here.
So the end of the world really hasn't happened yet, and I'm, for those of you who are scared and whatever, it's really going to be an incredible opening, and we were talking about that a little bit before. Now, between 12-12 and really the 21st of December, it's a time to really begin to think about what it is you want to put forth into your life, into the world, because our abilities to manifest are getting more so, and we are incredibly creative beings, and so think about that, and really think about that this is really an opening, a gateway for you to really put forth your majestic selves and to really make a difference in your lives and in the world. And speaking of making a difference, we're going to really talk about how people come together, like Vicky Trebosch and Katana Abbott, who come together to really do something that I believe is incredible, and we're going to pick their brains as much as possible, and that is collaboration. Here are two incredibly strong women whom I love and whom I've worked with on their radio shows, and they are the co-hosts of Smart Women Talk Radio, and for some incredible way, their know-how, their personalities, their dynamism, whatever it is, they have been able to successfully work together, and they live in different places on the globe, and they come from different areas in terms of what they do and how they teach and whatever. So Vicky Trebosch is an executive coach, an international speaker, author, and the founder of the Tafari Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization to change and support the country of Rwanda. And Katana Abbott is a certified financial planner and the founder of Smart Women's Coaching, where women learn to transform their lives, their finances, and their businesses. Katana is a prosperity coach who built a successful financial planning business, managing over $100 million in assets, and she's helped hundreds create prosperity. She retired at 48, financially independent, and created Smart Women Coaching, which is an online global community to guide women to clarity in their lives, finances, and their businesses. And Vicky Trebosch has 35 years of corporate and entrepreneurial experience in manufacturing, banking, and finance. Vicky is an author and a featured columnist, and she's passionate about changing the world in everything she does. And in 2006, Vicky had the honor of speaking at the United Nations. So here we are really talking about these two incredibly very different but very lovable and very dynamic women, and we're going to pick their brains today. Hello. How are you, Vicky? How are you, Katana?
Oh, terrific. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Oh, I love it, and I love
Katana.
The fact that we're doing it together.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. We might step on toes a little bit, but you know what? We're just so excited to be here together. This is Kat.
I don't
Katana,
think
hello
we'll
in Michigan.
Hi,
where
there.
Are you? Where is
Michigan
Vicky?
And Vic?
I'm in Oregon.
So Oregon and Michigan, and I'm in New Jersey, and here we are collaborating. So let's first get to it, because time goes really quickly. How did you choose? We'll talk to Katana first and then ask Vicky the same question. Why did you choose to partner with Vicky when your show was really already successful and moving forward? What was the stim behind that?
Well, you know, it was a couple of things. We actually met at a weekend retreat, and it was funny because this coach had brought these women together, but she didn't end up leading the retreat. She wasn't strong enough. Vicky stepped in and did it. And not intentionally, she never asked her, but Vicky was just, Vicky made it so powerful, and I just totally fell in love with her. And at that retreat, Vicky birthed her book, and I birthed my idea of leading these retreats to Costa Rica. And so I don't know exactly what happened, but we stayed in touch with each other, and I am not a great Lone Ranger. Because I think we all have like strengths and weaknesses and unique abilities and talents. And so with Vicky, I like to partner with people that are my opposite. But with Vicky, she's very similar to me. But in a radio show, you can delegate all that stuff. So I just decided that I loved her energy and that we play off each other. And that it would be a blast to partner together on the show. And I had actually been testing out different people. So that's how, you know, I brought it to Vicky and I said, Vicky, I've been doing this show for a year. And you know what? I'd love to do it with you. And I'll tell you what, it's been so much fun. And when I do the show alone, and I know she feels the same way, it's not as fun.
You know, before we interject, Vicky, I just want to say that I've been on the show twice. Thank you both. And that's why one of the reasons why I wanted you both on here together, because the way that you said it so aptly, the way that you kind of bounce off from one another and add your very special and individual talents and questions and energy, it just really boosts the show, makes the guests feel incredibly welcome and energized, and it's just such a wonderful experience. So, Vicky, what about you? What was your reason for partnering with Katana?
Well, again, as she said, we met at this retreat, and while I thank you for telling me I led the retreat, hopefully our coach was leading it on the show. But she needed to ride to the airport. And, you know, when you're in a retreat, we connected during the retreat. But in the ride to the airport, we really connected. We're the same age. I'm from the Midwest. We have similar values. But unlike Katana, I am a Lone Ranger. I partner with very few people. So when she asked me, what attracted me to it was absolutely her. She's got a very strong energy. I'm a strong woman. And the worst thing you can do if you're a strong person is be around people. One, you either imitate or everyone says you're the best in the room. I don't want to be the best in the room. I don't want to be the best house on the block, and I definitely want to be with people that push me. I was so impressed with what she had already done with the radio show, and she asked me to guest host in January of 2011, and we had a great time, and she said, would you come back? And for me, being with her on the show, like she said, I did the last 2 weeks alone while she was in Costa Rica. She did the 2 weeks before that alone while I was in Rwanda. It's different. And we have a tremendous respect for each other. We have a great like for each other. I have this deal that I do not work with clients or people I don't like. And I truly like her. I like who she is. I like her energy. I hear her smile when she opens the radio show. And it makes me smile just listening to her voice. So together, I do believe we create something better than we ever could alone.
You know, I think the synergy between the two of you, like I said, is just incredible. But for our listeners, because there are many women and men out there who are thinking, okay, collaboration is really a very important way to move forward in our lives. More, it's becoming more and more so possible because of just the way we can connect all over the world, but it's also becoming a way to really realize more success. But what kind of recommendations do you have for people out there who want to begin collaboration since, again, you two are so powerful and you don't overpower one another. You really kind of complement one another beautifully. So whomever wants to answer the question first, that's fine.
Katana, do you want to go first?
Okay, yeah, I will. I'll add something, and because I know you're going to make it so much better. You'll finish it off beautifully, but I do believe this. So,
no pressure.
Trust. So, no. But this, so,
no,
okay.
I'm kidding.
So, Joanne, this is what I believe. When we took this idea of having unique abilities and talents and passions. So there's a secret to this, though, okay, because Vicki and I were attracted to each other, but let's say we wanted to do a project together, have a business together, okay, we are both front stage. I have something called front stage, back stage. And we're both front stage people. And so many people, they decide, oh, I want to start a business with so-and-so because they're my best friend and they're so much like me, right? Well, guess what happens is if you have two front stage people, nobody's making the stuff happen. No one's doing the detail work, right? If you have two people that love doing all the detail work, but then no one's out there marketing, it can be an issue. So with the radio show, it was different because Vicki and I do the radio show, but I had already worked with my team to set up all the systems. So when Vicki and I show up on the show, basically all she and I have to do is we invite people. And then we show up. There's all this magic going on, a whole team running all the details and making sure it gets promoted and the applications go out and all that stuff. So the secret is that if you're going to work with someone, I really believe, look at the project and first of all, find out, are you front stage or are you backstage? And front stage is the person who, they're usually the visionary ideas. They will, you know, run at the front of the crowd and charge with an idea. But when it comes to implementing, their energy goes down. The backstage person, and so they're like Jean-Luc Picard, you know, and then on Star Trek. And then the backstage person would be the person, the engineer, the project manager, they're the detail person. They're going to make it all happen. And so that would be number two and engineering and all the people running all the computers. It takes that team. So for people that want to collaborate, there's so many fabulous ways to do that, and that was a secret when you talked about me building a million-dollar business. Oh, my gosh, if I hadn't decided to partner with John and in the financial planning, poor John would have had all these MBAs and all this potential and no clients. And I would have had all these people waiting for something to happen, and I would have just been sitting there going, you know, I don't like doing this. And I'm being very honest about it. So, but together we were able to create something magnificent, put systems in place, and then I was able to sell it to him. But he doesn't grow it. He manages it at this point. So, but it's already an entity. So I hope that answers your question, but I really think that's important. If you're going to collaborate, do it in a smart way. Get some help. And with my current business, the Smart Women's Coaching, I've been looking for another John, another person, a backstage person for years, and I haven't found that person. I finally did last July, and it's magical again. But that one almost didn't work out, and I had to go hire someone to help us figure out how to work together. So that's my two cents. What I want to add is this idea of identifying, are you front stage, are you backstage, and what is the project you want to work on? How do you want to, what is it you're trying to get from it? So, and I hope that's helpful.
No, I think that's great, and we'll talk to you, we'll hear from you in a minute, Vicki. I just want to add that oftentimes I know that I'm overwhelmed because I'm doing exactly what you're talking about, front stage, backstage, and I like to be the creative, visionary, and entrepreneur. And you need to find somebody even who's doing the backstage piece of it that can fit in. And so if you have any ideas for me after the show, because I've been looking and looking and looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vicki, what about you?
Well, the great thing about, I think, that makes a great partnership of any type, whether it's a personal one or a business one, is mutual respect. And I have so much respect for Katana because we don't agree on everything. But when she says something, because I have this respect, and I know she feels the same for me, I listen. And not everything's easy to hear. Not everything is what I want to hear. But this whole idea, I listened to her talk about partnerships, and you heard me say, I'm a Lone Ranger. Well, guess how well that works for me, just like your challenges, Joanne. So Katana has been talking to me for a long time about, Vic, you have got to get more help. Well, I'm happy to say I finally listened to her. And it's not that I didn't listen. It's right to find the right person. So for me, not only do I respect Katana, but I'm willing to learn from her. And if you're in any sort of partnership, whether it's, like I said, a personal relationship or a business one like we have, if you're not willing to learn from the other person, if you really think, and you're both front stage people, if you think you're the smartest person in the front of the room, then you're going to miss something. And both Katana and I are willing to learn from each other, willing to course correct, and I think that is part of our key. We were talking about this yesterday. We haven't seen each other in 18 months. I've seen you more than I've seen Katana, Joanne, and I saw you last Christmas. But what we feel like is every week we connect, and we connect at such a good level that when I did the math, I was stunned that it's been that long because our connection is so strong. And when I was in Michigan to see her, because she had an event for the Itafari Foundation, she said, I'll do an event for you. And so I came to Michigan. She had this incredible event at her home. Powerful women came. I don't know. How many were there, Katana? Like 40 or something?
I was shocked. Yeah. They all brought friends.
It was everything about it was the best. Was just so well done. Her home's beautiful. She's so inviting to people, but her friends were just knockout strong. And she opened the event. But as I watched her, because I'm a good speaker, I know how to hold a room, I watched her do the same thing. And we had been doing the show for a few months, but it just kept raising my level of respect for her. So for me, one of the things that makes this partnership so good on so many levels, personally, professionally, my feelings about it, my affection for her, is the respect I have for her.
You know, so I think
wow.
That's so important, that piece of respect. And what I'm hearing from both of you is also that you have to set, particularly when you're two strong people or anybody coming together to really collaborate and work together, you really have to set your egos aside, because what I'm hearing you saying, Vicki, is the willingness that you said to learn and to course correct, and we're not perfect by any means, and when we're working with somebody with diverse talents, the ability to listen to what they have to offer and think about it and be able to say, you know, well, that's right, or yes, I get it, is really very, very important. So what happens when you disagree? Because here you are, two powerful women, mm-hmm. and I can't imagine you going throughout your time disagreeing. What do you do? Because so many people who are in businesses or relationships, sometimes their disagreements are explosive or just really not manageable. What's your secret?
Can I start, Katana?
Absolutely.
One of the things, it's interesting, right? So she started this show, and everywhere that I talk about it, I always talk about how she founded this show. It was already successful, how honored I was to be asked to join. And though this might sound strange, and I mean this sincerely, I know my place. And we have been co-creators for a couple of years now. But I think that if we ever, this speaks to the ego part. We've both been through Barbara Stanley's stuff and Sacred Success, and one of Barbara's greatest remarks is, the ego always speaks first and loudest. The soul whispers and is persistent. I do believe the ego always speaks first. The ego comes up. If Katana says something to me that I don't want to hear, that's my ego. But, you know, I am in touch enough with what I need to be that I say, okay, that's what she said, here's how I felt, but what does she mean? And I really think that when we've had difficulties, both of us are mature, and I don't mean just older. I mean we're wise, and we own that wisdom. And we know that, one, we have great trust in each other. No one is going to consciously set out to hurt the other person. But we are different. We do things differently. And so when the ego speaks first, I know from my standpoint, I say, okay, that's my ego, and I recognize it immediately. Now, what do I hear? What is she saying that I need to hear? And that helps me get to it. And, you know, the other thing we do, unlike our Senate and Congress, we do compromise. Both of us compromise. And we know that to create a better product, that we're going to compromise. Because, again, because our values are the same, neither one of us comes up with something harebrained that the other said, I can't do that. it's just like that's so different than what I might see, or I might not want to do it that way. But in the end, we find a compromise that's a win-win, and that is how we get through, I think, some of the ego issues that come up, because I think a lot of differences are truly just ego issues.
I totally agree. Katana, you want to add to that?
I totally agree, too, and I think one of the most, Vicki, the whole thing with the ego is so important, especially when you have strong personalities, because you can take things personally and then carry resentment, and then it just ruins the whole flavor. Because I remember we were doing a show and it was an attorney who we were interviewing, and that is kind of your background and just your personality. You were just like rocking it, and I could have felt very small and thought, this isn't good, you know. And instead I thought, oh, this is great. So I can just enjoy, and if there is a time to say something, I will. So I think the ego, and to look at what is the gift in every situation. So if there is a problem, always look for the gift. I try to do that. And so in that, I thought, well, why don't I learn from this and just hear what's happening? Because when we have someone on that's more spiritual, I notice Vicki's more quiet, and I get to play and have more fun because that's my playground that I love. And so I think that whole thing with ego is really important, and then the most important, because we had two things happen to us recently, and I'm not going to even say what they are. But the biggest thing for us was in both cases, we had a belief, and that belief went back to, again, our ego and us feeling like the person didn't care or was doing something that was hurtful or whatever, let's say. And so what we did for each other, though, is we realized what was happening, and we were very, very honest. And so we said, let's talk about this. And then instead of the other person, in both cases, both of us are very good listeners, and we don't judge or react. We just listen really well. And I remember when I was explaining this mistake I made, Vicki finally said, I get it. So she really let me have the space to figure out, why did I do that? Because that wasn't very nice. And it was totally a mistake. But we could have kept, in both of those cases, we could have just kept it inside. And I think that happens sometimes when people blow up or the relationship dissolves.
Right, and it could be in business or personal, like we're talking about, and so it's very important. I love what you just said, what is the gift? Because oftentimes we come across a difficult situation and we don't recognize that there is either a lesson in there that could really move us beautifully in a new direction or just move us forward in our lives. And also sometimes in our struggles, there's a gift behind it, and we've talked about that so many times before. So let's talk about that, because both of you have not had these just incredible, wonderful, everything happening so gloriously, I don't know, in your lives, and you've had struggles, and you've had to overcome challenges. How did you both do it? What was your method? And I'm sure each one of you has a different way of speaking about it and teaching about it. So, Vicki, you want to start?
Sure. It was funny. Yesterday we had Nicholas Carlisle on our show, who has a program called No Bully. And Nicholas is an old friend of mine, and he started working on the bullying issue in schools. I met him 8 years ago, and he was on it before people were on it. But we were talking about some bullying that I had experienced as a child and how I came through it, and one of the things Nicholas said, which was really wonderful to me, was he said, well, you know, one of the things that happened for you, because my mother really helped me through it, he said, when you have a strong parent, it is so helpful to help a child get through so much. So I have to say, you know, I will give tremendous credit first to my mother for being the kind of woman, even in her own lack of ability to take care of herself in some ways from an emotional standpoint, because she had been sort of beaten up figuratively by her mother and then my father just through words and things. But though she didn't know it herself, she continued to always tell me what was possible. Then the second part of that I think has made me who I am is that I do know wisdom when I hear it. I am not, I always joke about this, I'm not smart enough to question everything. I have so many friends that are smarter than I am. They're so intellectual. My mother was one of them. And everything was yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. I don't yes, but. I know wisdom when I hear it. I have known wisdom when I've heard it since I was a little girl. And I think that has helped me through very, very painful and difficult things. Because right in the moment, something will flash in my head, I'll know it. And rather than question it, I follow it. So for me, a lot of how I've gotten through things, and I have a very strong faith. I think that's the third part. So for me, in my loneliest moments, I never feel alone. And that spiritual walk for me, that ability to know that I know wisdom when I hear it, so don't question it. And third, mm-hmm. for being eternally thankful for a parent that cared enough to share her wisdom with me, that is how I have come through so much. And to this day, while my mother might be gone, the wisdom hasn't left me. And whatever my third one was, I can't remember.
The spiritual.
Oh, there you go. Boy, that's a shame. Yes, my spiritual walk.
Never failed.
<It's>, that's been.
That's because you're so
if
close to it.
If I could remember it, that would be my anchor.
So let me ask you this really quickly, because that's how you've overcome the challenges. But you also teach and speak and help other people. What are your recommendations for them, Vicki? Are they the same?
Well, first thing, everybody has their own journey. But I tell them first, recognize it for what it is. I think when we mask it, when we cover it, when we duct tape it all up because we think we can make it work, we can't get to the core. And I think that so much of what we must do is really face what's truly going on, whether it's a bad relationship, whether it's our own behavior, whether it's words we say and we have to clean them up. The first part of it is first recognize what part you play in it, and then don't beat yourself up so badly. No one has a crueler voice to me than me, and that's the work I do with the doubter within, to listen to that voice but to turn it down, to hear what I've done wrong, to hear what someone else, for them to hear their own voice, but to be a little kinder than cruel, because they wouldn't use that voice on someone else. And then the third thing is to take action. We can't just sit and think about all this. We have to take action. Either don't do it again or clean it up. And that helps everyone, and that's much more universal than a personal. Not everybody has a great parent. In fact, it can be very damaging what's happened to us through our parents or people that have taken care of us. But no one can stop us from looking within and being honest with who we are.
So I love what you're saying in terms of facing our truth, because like you said, people don't want to look at themselves. It's often very difficult. And it can be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the beginning to moving forward and beginning to that shift. And also being able to, I do something similar to what you do, probably so, so very different, but that's embracing the critic. And
mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing, because that bully, and I've been writing about the inner bully, that bully that's within us can be devastating. I know I've had that in my own life. Now, Katana, your life hasn't been all golden either. You've really come from a lot of different challenges, and you even talk about failure can be your greatest teacher. So tell us a little bit about your journey and teach our listeners how they can learn from failure in a few moments. So it's not a big teaching, but it's very profound.
And I wanted to share that because I was listening to Vicki, and I so resonate with what she said. But it's interesting because the three things I have that have gotten me through the difficult times are different than hers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think each of us have come here. We've come here with a purpose. We're really born. We choose to come here to accomplish something, a really important purpose, and we don't know what it is. And so everything that happens to us is perfect. And so the first thing, we want to release all that anger and regret about our childhood, because Vicki had a very loving mom, and I had these very difficult time. And so at a very young age, I had something happen to me, and I read this book called Think and Grow Rich. And I learned that, you know, we all come here with a purpose and about the law of attraction, and it really gave me hope. And so my first tip for women is to, again, you know, look at the gift in this, but the first step is get support and reach out for help. Okay, since I didn't have that from my family, I had no support from my family. It was actually adversarial. Okay, I had to reach outside. So I've always looked for mentors. And John Maxwell says it can take 10 years of experience or 10,000 hours to become an expert. So you can borrow it. And you can do that by taking a course, finding a coach or a mentor. You can also do it by reading a book, listening to radio shows like this, but learn from others who have done what you want to do. So that is my biggest, number one thing is to get support from someone who's done what you want to do. And then the second one is to create a community. And so, again, I thrive on community and partnership and find like-minded people who support and cherish you. And avoid those who knock your confidence and drain your energy. And then number three is don't give up. So, you know, when something bad happens, I always ask, you know, what is the gift? How can I learn and grow? But no matter what's happening in your life, most people quit just before they reach success. Something bad happens and, you know, they give up, forget it, it's not worth it. But trust in yourself, trust in others that you have this purpose, and don't give up. I remember so many times in my life where I was so ready to give up. And, I mean, even right now I'm working on a project, and I am so determined I'm not going to give up on it. I mean, it has been years in the making, but I'm not going to give up. But that's my personality. And so I remember one of the first times that I noticed this, I was ready to give up being a financial planner. It was too hard. I wasn't making any money, and it wasn't fun. And I found a mentor, and he said, but Katana, you have such great opportunities. You just don't know how. He says, bring your clients here, and I'll show you how. And so I loved it. I had this mentor, someone who took me under his wing. And so this is a perfect example of the three steps here. And in 90 days, remember, I was going to give up. In 90 days, I made six figures. And I was
wow.
only in my 20s. And, I, you know, so that was a lot of money back then, but literally over $100,000 in the next 90 days. So I just want to share that with people. So get support, create a community, and don't give up. And I just believe that is the secret for me, and it's worked for others.
And, you know, we've talked about it, I think, when I've been on your show, Smart Women Radio, both of you, we've talked about not giving up. And I think that's, you know, for me, that is so very important. That ability, that I call it stick-to-itiveness, that resilience mm-hmm. to just be able to move forward no matter what. Because I think you hit it on the nail when you said, you know what? Some people are just at the brink of success or whatever, but something can happen that just turns their life around and turns their ability to just move that one step or two steps or three steps further into their success and in their dream. So let's talk about how people can get a hold of you, because I have a great idea for the three of us in terms of three of us bringing in 2013 and kind of ushering out 2012. But I want you to share so people can really get to know you guys, get to know Smart Women Talk Radio, how to reach you, and all that great jazz.
So you can reach us together at smartwomentalk.com, and there you'll find our radio show. You'll find a list of our other guests. We're also on iTunes. So if you miss the shows, and I'm sure you are too, I know you are, Joanne, that one of the things that's great about these shows is that you can listen to them more than once, or if you miss one, you can get it. And I just wanted to add something from what Katana was saying, that I think another reason that we really work together well as come through difficulties well, we are both willing to keep learning. We never stop learning. We don't think we're all that in a bag of chips. We know we've got more to learn in life, and that has made this partnership so successful. So I think that to find us together, you find us at Smart Women Talk. To find me, I'm at VictoriaTrabosh.com. So that's all one word, Victoria, and then T as in Tom, R-A, B as in Boy, O-S-H.com. You can read more about me. The radio show's on there, my book, Dead Rita's Wisdom, as well as my foundation, Itafari. So I'm a one-stop shop at VictoriaTrabosh.com.
Great. And how about you, Katana?
Yes, and there's one other place to catch us both, and Vicki, you forgot to say this, and you created it.
Good.
Smart
you,
Women
good.
Talk, our new fan page. Come like us on Smart Women Talk on Facebook, and
good
we'd
point.
Love to have you come there. And you'll see all of our guests are in the banner, their faces, so a lot of them are. And so for me, it's very similar. KatanaAbbott.com is my website, K-A-T-A-N-A, and then A-B-B-O-T-T.com. And we've got a wonderful free gift there for everyone. And the radio show is there as well. And you can become part of our free community. Now, the other thing is you can sign up for the free gift there, or you can go through SmartWomen'sCoaching.com, and there's a video, and you also get a wonderful five-part video series with workbook. So just come to KatanaAbbott.com or SmartWomen'sCoaching.com, either one, and I would love to connect with you. So if anyone's interested, I am doing a retreat to Costa Rica in March.
Oh, yes,
so
you are.
Yeah, send me an email. I'm gonna be putting that out there later this week. But if you're interested in that, just email me at katana@katanaabbott.com. Katana@katanaabbott.com, and I'll get you in there for priority notice.
And now that you reminded me, I have a couple more things to add. Thank you for reminding me, Katana. I'm doing a retreat in late February, March 24th of February through March 1st at Miraval in Tucson, Arizona. It'll be a week-long retreat for not only understanding who you are in the world, but also then taking that to reposition your business, to enhance your performance, to sharpen your brand promise, and in the process, you reposition your competition. So I've got this great retreat. I've got a new website that's actually going up in a day or two, and there'll be a free gift of just sign up, and you get a nice little piece of Dead Rita's Wisdom, a chapter, and some more information. So, yes, please do visit us and join our communities and see what's possible, because we want to make other people great. And when we do that, the world is a better place.
And you know what? I totally agree with that, and that's what the three of us are all about. And I wish I could take February and March off to just go to these retreats, because I know I would learn so much, and it would be so wonderful to share the wisdom and energy and love and with the two of you. But that's not going to happen. So I just want to mention real quickly, next week we're having Charmaine Hammond on the show, and she wrote a book that's actually going to be it's going to be a film, and Lessons of Life, Love, and Purpose from a Dog. So that's going to be really interesting. But let's end the show with this, because we only have like 5 minutes, and I'm thinking, here we are with three wonderful women who respect and love one another and who have so much to offer. Let's help. Let's put something out for 2013 and start this 12-12-12 moving forward in the right direction. I'm going to start it. And it's not necessarily a prayer, but we have like 4 minutes, 5 minutes left, so I'm going to have to say stop before we get cut off. But I'm going to start it. And then I'd love the two of you to add your wisdom and anything that you have to offer. How's that?
Great. Katana, do you want to go after Joanne and
sure.
finish or vice versa? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And I will have the last word.
I love that part.
Okay, good. Thank you. So just what I'd like everybody to do, and the three of us, we're, even though no matter where you are across the globe, no matter where you are in terms of the time, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to first begin to focus on your heart center and just begin to access the wonderful love and the wonderful beauty that is within you, even if you at this moment don't believe that that's possible or don't believe that you have and contain all of that. And I want you to just begin to sense that you do have the ability, we've been talking about that this whole show, you have the ability to shift yourself. You have the ability to make the kinds of changes that you need. And you have the ability from this moment on to create and to co-create whatever it is you'd like to see, not only in your life and in the lives of those people you love, but really to make a difference in the world. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to begin to sense that there is this incredible flame of light within your heart, within your heart center, and this light is filled with love and beautiful, brilliant intentionality to put forth your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, and those of peace and community and prosperity and love across the world. So who's going next? Real quickly.
Okay, and I'll keep mine really, really simple. So go into that state of mind that Dr. Joanne is talking about here. That's absolutely to stay focused in the present, in your body, get out of your head. Because we walk around in our mind, in our head, with fear, in our ego, and the key is to move into our bodies. And so this is what I want to recommend, and you can write these down. I got these from Deepak Chopra, and he suggests every day you ask yourself these three questions. Is it easy? Is it fun? And am I getting results? Is it easy? Is it fun? And am I getting results? And that's
great.
It. That's what I
Thank
want to
you.
Share. I love this.
Thank you. I love it, too. It's powerful.
And I'd like to say that in Rwanda, in Kinyarwanda, we say, Kora Ibiza Buri Munsi, and it means do good every day. And that's part of my prayer. And then I'd like to finish with a little African prayer that I say all the time, which is, take care of the children, for they have a long way to go. Take care of the elders, for they have come a long way. Take care of those in between, for they are doing the work. And for all of you that are doing the work, may you be blessed, not only today, but in this next year going forward.
Wonderful. So let's just imagine that the three of us and whomever is listening and listening to the replay are connecting through our hearts so that there are all these hearts and all this light energy just connecting together, connecting to the generations that are coming up, as you were talking about, connecting to the children, connecting to the elders who are here, who have spread and taught us so much and spread their wisdom, connecting to the ancestors, connecting to the earth, and connecting to the truth of why we're here. We talked earlier about that each of us are here for a very specific purpose. And the collective purpose is, in my belief, is that we're here to learn, to love, to grow, and to support one another, and to create the most wonderful, beautiful creation that we can possibly do. So this has been Vicky Trabash, Katana Abbott, Smart Women Talk Radio, who, listen to them, folks, they have so much to offer, and they are co-creators and co-collaborators, and I love them both. And I want to thank you both for being on the show and for doing such a bang-up job here and for helping me and helping all our listeners usher in the coming year, 2013.
Thank you, Joanne. It's been a pleasure. And Katana, I love listening to you, and it reminds me every moment more why I love partnering with you.
And I'm just so grateful to be in this presence on this day, to actually be able to connect with the universe through this show on this special day of 12-12-12. Thank you so much, Joanne.
My pleasure. Thank you both. Have a blessed holiday and a wonderful new year, and we'll meet again. Lots of love.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, just remember to hold the energy, to hold the love, and wishing you so, so much, because all of us have so much to offer and so much to give. And it's been my pleasure. This is Power Your Life. You can reach me at docwhite, docwhite.org. Have a blessed day.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show. to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting DivaToolbox.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.